You are walking from Adam's Decline with a can of Mountain Dew. You have had a long day and you are thirsty. You take occasional sips as you walk because it's a hot day. You cross High Street and are walking down the path past the quads as you drink the last few precious drops. You look around for a recycling bin or even a trash can. No such luck. Now you have to hang on to the can while you work out. Store it in the cubby with your bag. As you pass the hub on your way back to your dorm, you throw the can in the recycling bin. Mission accomplished. Back in the Adams lobby, you see trash on the floor, on the table, even on the couch. You look around for a trash can, but you don't see one. Being the good Samaritan that you undoubtedly are, you take all of the trash to your own room and throw it out. After it is all gone, you realize that that Mountain Dew went right through you. You go to the bathroom and wash your hands. It is then that you realize that there aren't any paper towels in the bathroom, requiring you to walk to your room and take out your key with wet hands. There are not nearly enough trash cans and recycling bins on campus. The most urgent need is for trash cans in the buildings. College students are, as a whole, pretty lazy. We would rather just leave our trash lying around than go out of our way to find a trash can. If they were more readily available, there would be less litter, and cleaning up wouldn't be as labor-intensive. Even partygoers staggering around after going hard all night would see a trash can and know to recycle their red Solo cups. As we all know, litter is very bad for the environment. Small animals could mistake the trash for food and end up eating it, and subsequently choking due to our carelessness. It would be a travesty of major proportions if there were squirrels going and eating little bits of trash that they found on the floor, and they choked and died because of it. A good place for a trash can would be at the junction of pathways outside of Dreyer, because no matter which way you were walking, you would still have a space to throw things out. Placing more trash cans around campus would also mean that the trash cans needed to be emptied less often. It seems that the campus is missing trash cans in rather obvious places. The bathroom would be a prime example. Whether you need to dispose of Q-tips, tissues, or toothbrushes, there's always something that needs to be thrown out in the bathroom. If the school were not averse to spending a little money, we could replace the trash cans outside with solar-powered trash compactors. These would be much more sustainable because they would gain their power from the sun instead of requiring an outside source. This would be a good selling point for the school because when I was touring here, sustainability was really emphasized. Having multiple trash cans would also make the campus look a lot nicer because there would be less litter, and no one wants to go to a school which is filthy. This would also be sustainable because it would mean fewer trips to a landfill and, consequently, less money spent on gas. The trash cans would also be a very viable option because Carlisle gets a lot of sun. But even when the sun isn't shining, we don't have to worry because there's always sun shining through the clouds, even if we can't feel it on our skin. In case you were worried that this would cause a spike in tuition, even if it did, the project would save much more money in the long run. The trash cans would pay for themselves many times over. There could even be a fundraiser in order to raise enough money to buy them. I asked my classmate, Sam Bellissimo, what she thought of this idea of solar-powered trash compactors on the campus.
I think solar-powered trash compactors are a great idea because they're helping the environment and they're also just providing trash cans in a place where we can throw things out.
When it comes down to it, these solar-powered trash compactors would be a good decision for Dickinson because they would benefit the environment, the school's wallet, and they would tie into Dickinson's theme of sustainability. While this may not be the most urgent problem on campus at the moment, it would definitely benefit the school in the long run, and I think the administration should consider doing it.